In the name of Jesus, amen. So our first reading and our psalm today give us an image of a tree. It's a famous image of the Christian life, a tree planted by water. We can connect it to the waters of baptism by which we become Christians. Jesus, who gives the life-giving water of the Holy Spirit. A tree that does not mind droughts. A tree that stands tall and bears fruit or good works or does what is right for God and for others. That's a good way to approach our gospel reading today, Jesus' Sermon on the Plain. And to help us with that gospel reading, think of a tree. And think of a tree that's planted in the concrete here in New York City. You know, as you're walking around and all of a sudden there's a tree right in the middle of the sidewalk. A tree. That tree survives being fertilized by dogs and pets. That tree survives the concrete all around it. That tree survives cold winters like this one and still bears fruit, does it not? It's a great reminder, isn't it, even here in the city, of life, of growth. Nothing seems to stop those trees. It's on our level, you could say, as we walk around here in the midst of things. Our gospel reading is Jesus on the level, Jesus on the plain. It's from Luke chapter 6. It's often compared with Jesus on the mountaintop or the Sermon on the Mount. It's similar, but here in Luke we get a sermon on the plain, not on the mount. And the Sermon on the Mount looks up to Jesus, who teaches and says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they will be filled. Blessed are those spiritually who come with nothing, for they get everything in Jesus." But in the Sermon on the Plain, we get a little more plain talk about real life. There's no talk about the spirit here, but blessed are the poor, and blessed are those who weep, and blessed are the hungry, and blessed are the table talk issues, and blessed are those who have needs in real life, kind of like at the street level. We read, Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples, a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the sea coast. Jesus comes down to the level of ordinary people. Think about that, right? Jesus, Son of the Most High, as he's described in Luke chapter 1. He's now at the level. The great multitude of people are a diverse group at this level. From different places, different statuses, background. We have the city, Judea, Jerusalem. We have Tyre and Sidon, the coasts. We have those who are Jews and those who are Gentiles. Jesus stands with a diverse crowd at their level, at a level place with all of this different diversity of class, of culture. And here's what Jesus says to us at our level. Blessed are the poor, blessed are the hungry, blessed are the weeping, blessed are those hated for Jesus' sake. Right, to compare this with the Sermon on the Mount, don't we usually think of blessings? I think if we're honest, right, it's kind of leveling up in life. You know, like leveling up, meaning we get more money, we level up. We get more status, we level up. We get more food, we level up. We get more happiness, we up-level. As Jesus says a little later in the Gospel of Luke, beware of leveling up like this or laying up value alone in this life. Instead, be rich toward God. We all belong to God. All good gifts come from God our Father. And in Jesus, we have the blessing of being on the level with God. You can call this being on the same level with God. Belonging as children of God, being at his level as he is at ours, heirs of eternal life, having all that the Father gives to his Son becomes ours in Jesus Christ. Everlasting belonging, God who comes at our level. Jesus who speaks blessings at our level with us in the day to day. We belong to Christ, who at our level is there, bringing blessing upon blessing, even in the challenges, to see those as blessing. even in the hunger, to see that as a chance to be filled with the joys, the needs, the wants of real life. Like a tree planted in the concrete, which somehow, even with all the cracks, makes it through each season. One Christian commentator put it this way, and I thought this was a wonderful commentary on this whole experience of our reading. We have to come to terms with our discomfort with the level plane. You could say it's kind of a discomfort with a level playing field. I suspect we don't like being on equal level with others. A level playing assumes a rather blurred view. It means we see each other not above or below, but on the level. You have to stand on your tippy toes to see what comes next. Vision is not always clear at the level of hunger and weeping and need. Things and people are in your way sometimes for getting maybe the full vision. Imagine a concert. You're in the partial view seat at Carnegie Hall. You're trying to see above the heads of others, in between the bodies of others, so as to bring into view the reason you're there, as if somehow this is all about my reason and my blessing and my experience. Isn't it rather of being at the same level of everyone else? Isn't that the God way? Isn't that exactly what Jesus does? Asked of us in this story, demanded of us in this story from Jesus, is our call to find the level planes of life. The level planes that insist that church, faith, belief, see the world from a level perspective. A level plane that seeks to call out the haughty and uplift the lowly to a level plane. That in Christ there is no Jew or Greek or up or down, but one, as Galatians put it. The level planes of being okay with a less than clear view always in life. But a less than clear view might reveal vistas that we didn't actually notice when we were just thinking about our own needs, and now all of a sudden at the level, we see opportunities all around us. It might enable us to actually be part of the kingdom of God. In other words, to see the kingdom of God, don't look up, don't look down. Look at the level. Look at the needs of one another. The blessings, the challenges, the breakdowns, the weeping, the funeral like we had here Friday, the heartbreaking, the resurrection claim made in Jesus Christ, even in all that, to see the kingdom of God at this level, to look at the needs of one another, the blessings, the challenges, all of it. Look around for the desire, right, to be honest and gracious about life and honest and gracious about needs. A tree planted in concrete, a tree that makes it each year, a tree that survives the cracks of life, a tree that goes through anxiety and droughts, a tree that is faithful each and every season. It's at our level that we see these trees. It's at our level that Jesus Christ, is it not, plants a tree right in the midst of our death, plants his tree, the cross, a tree of life. A tree of life which leads to eternal life for all who believe in him. He not only teaches this at the level, he lives at the level of suffering and hunger and need. He goes through it. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is so often in the midst of ordinary people. He's eating on the level in their homes. In his baptism, you can't even find him. It says Jesus also was included with everybody else. And even in death, Jesus is there with the criminals included to give eternal life. He's put in a cemetery like everybody else. And like our second reading says, though, not in vain. He rises for all of us with the hope of the resurrection. Jesus is there with us in life, in death, in resurrection, giving his power, his hope. Even now at this life, Jesus is at our level. To see Jesus right at the level each time we see him in one another, the body of Christ. I think our reading, right, reminds us not always to look up to some more perfect life. That's our hope in heaven. Or to look down on others, but to look at the same level that we can with one another. To see how God looks at us at that same level. Jesus on the level plane, teaching. I think we could practice that more, seeing each other that way, for better or worse. After all, that's how Jesus sees us. Jesus turns our eyes and selves to see the needs around, our own needs, needs of others. It's at the level of Jesus, our level here. That's where the power of God is. Amen.